The first task in accessing the king energy for would-be human kings is to disidentify our egos from it. We need to achieve what psychologists call cognitive distance from the king in both his integrated fullness and in his split bipolar shadow forms. Realistic greatness in adult life, as opposed to inflation and grandiosity, involves recognizing our proper relationship to this and the other mature masculine energies. The ego of the mature man needs to think of itself, no matter what status or power it has temporarily achieved, as the servant of a transpersonal will or cause. It needs to think of itself as a steward of the king energies, not for the benefit of itself, but for the benefit of those within its realm, whatever that realm might be. There are two ways to look at the difference between the active and passive poles in the bipolar shadow system of the archetypes. As we have seen, one way is to view the archetypal structures as triangular. The other way is to talk about the ego's identification with or disidentification from the archetype in its fullness. In the case of identification, the result is ego inflation, accompanied by a fixation at infantile levels of development. In the case of extreme disidentification, the ego experiences itself as deprived of access to the archetype completely. It is, in actuality, caught in the passive pole of the king's dysfunctional shadow. The ego feels starved for king energy. This sense of deprivation and lack of ownership of the sources of and motives for power are always features of the passive poles of the archetypes. The shadow king as tyrant, because he arises according to this perspective, when the ego is identified with the king energy itself, has no transpersonal commitment. He is his own priority. The ego usurps the king's place and power. The other problem in accessing this energy arises when we have lost effective touch with the life-giving king altogether. In this case, we may fall into the category of the so-called dependent personality disorder, a condition in which we project the king energy within, which we do not experience as within us, onto some external person. We experience ourselves as impotent, as incapable of acting, incapable of feeling calm and stable, without the presence and the loving attention of that other person who is carrying our king energy projection for us. When we are out of touch with our own inner king and give the power of our lives to others, we may be courting catastrophe on a scale larger than the personal. Those we make our kings may lead us into lost battles, abuse in our families, the horrors of a Nazi Germany, or they may simply abandon us to our own underlying weakness. But when we are accessing the king energy correctly, as servants of our own inner king, we will manifest in our own lives the qualities of the good and rightful king, the king in his fullness. We will feel centered and calm and hear ourselves speak from an inner authority. We will have the capacity to mirror and to bless ourselves and others. We will have the capacity to care for others deeply and genuinely. We will have a sense of being a participant in creating a more just, calm, and creative world. We will have a transpersonal devotion not only to our families, our friends, our companies, our causes, our religions, but also to the world.